Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, we have heard how Srimati Radharani fell in love with Krishna by first hearing his holy name and then seeing him herding the cows next to her palace in Brishabhanupur or Vasana. Now she wanted to associate with Krishna, but did not know how her wish could be fulfilled. At that time, one of her friends called Chandranana, please say, Chandranana, yes. who is the best knower of religion, came to Radharani and said, I know what you want. You want to meet Krishna. Now Chandranana, knew that Krishna can only be met if one serves Krishna's dear devotees. Finally, after thinking for a long time, whom of Krishna's devotees Radharani should serve and please, she said, O Radha, service to Tulasi Devi gives the greatest piety, the greatest fortune, and the greatest benediction. Service to Tulasi gives Lord Krishna's direct association. And then she said, how to serve Srimati Tulsi Devi in 9 ways. Radha, look at Tulasi Devi, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down before her, offer your prayers to her, plant her, give her water, or worship her. If you give to Krishna a single Tulasi leaf, the result is that you offer him every flower and leaf in all of existence. So Srimati Radharani joyfully built in a forest of Ketaki trees a temple for Tulasi Devi. It was an octangular temple, means at 8 sides. And she planted Tulsi and sprinkled Tulsi every day with water, but because it's Vrindavan, also with mango juice, grape juice, sugar cane juice, milk, panchamrita, and so on. And then, after 1 full month, she ended her worship by feeding 64 first-class brahmanas. And then, at that moment, something happened. The demigods were so pleased that they sounded their drums and the apsaras danced. They showered flowers down. And all of a sudden, there was a divine effulgence manifesting. And then seated on a glorious throne, with big lotus eyes and a golden crown and earrings, the beautiful four-armed Krishna Jivani came, which is another name of Tulasi Devi, she who gives life to Krishna. She came from the sky, embraced and kissed Srimati Radharani, and then explained, O daughter of Kalavati, I am pleased with you. I am eternally conquered by your loving devotion. O beautiful one, you have so carefully followed this vow as if you were an ordinary human being. Please don't worry. The desire that fills your heart and mind and intelligence and senses will be attained. Lord Krishna will be kind to you. You are very fortunate. Srimati Radharani saw Tulasi Devi, who came on this Vimana, this heavenly airplane down. She bowed down low and begged, O Tulasi Devi, may I have unalloyed devotion for Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Please say, O Tulasi Devi, may I have unalloyed devotion for Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Tulasi Devi at this point blessed Radha and said, "So be it." Then she disappeared and Radharani went home happy at heart. Oh dear devotees, anyone who hears this wonderful story of how Srimati Radharani first satisfied Tulasi Devi and then got Tulsi's blessing to meet Krishna, will first attain the three goals of material life and then the supreme spiritual goal of life. Srimati Tulasi Devi ki! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And what was with Krishna? What did he think about Radharani worshipping Tulsi to obtain him? My dear devotees, Krishna always knows when the devotee does special efforts to reach him. And the moment Krishna finds out that any devotee undertakes austerities, makes some sacrifice, does something special, he will write the name of that devotee in his own heart and never forget him. Krishna had the desire to rush to Radharani, but he wanted to show the whole world the glories of Radha and therefore did not go to Radha. Outwardly, he acted as if he wanted to test Radha's love. Inwardly, he knew Radharani is my greatest devotee. So he transformed himself into a wonderfully beautiful gopi and went to King Brishabhanu's palace. Now you must know that Krishna in the future would dress himself up as a gopi, but that's not what he did now. In the future, Krishna would artistically dress himself up and place two big flowers under his shirt so that he would look exactly like a lady. But this is not what he did now. Now he transformed himself. That means he took on the form. He gave up the form of Krishna. Of course, he cannot give it up, but he was in the form of a gopi. He was decorated with tinkling anchors. When he moved, the sound was a little bit like this. He had bells, he had rings, bracelets, armlets, and a beautiful pearl necklace. He had a splendid nose pearl, beautiful dark braids, which looked like a sword in the sunrise. When Krishna came near the palace where Radharani was, he looked at the high walls. He saw the flags flapping in the wind. He saw the big water moat that's like a trench, like a, you know, like a river around the palace. He saw this palace had four gates, each guarded by a royal elephant which was as black as Kajal. There were many colorful horses around the palace which could run with the speed of the wind or the mind, and which were decorated with pearl necklaces. My dear devotees, imagine this palace. There were chamaras, splendid pavilions, courtyards, cows, calves, saintly bulls, and many cowherds, with flutes and sticks, who sang so very sweetly. In his magical form as a young girl, Krishna directly entered the woman's quarters. All the beautiful ladies saw him and were totally mesmerized, so that they couldn't take their eyes from this newcomer. All the guards were spellbound and allowed Krishna to pass when not even the wind or the sunshine can pass. There were many doors and many pillars as splendid as 10 million suns. There were so many jeweled courtyards with many beautiful women who played veenas, karatas, midangas. And all these women were holding flowers and sang of Radha's glories. Radhe, 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 De, 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 Si, Radhe, 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 De, 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 Si, Radhe. 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 Oh! Radhe, 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 De, 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 Si, Radhe. 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 Radha Rani ki Jai, Maharani ki Jai. Radha Rani ki Jai, Maharani ki Jai. Oh, oh. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe 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 Radhe. Bolo Radharani ki re. So much singing, so much dancing. Everyone seemed to only have one thought in their minds, and that thought started with a capital R and ended with an A. Usually everything starts with an A and ends with an R, but this was reversed. Brahma Sanghita tells us how the kingdom of Radharani looks. There are spiritual gems, millions of desire-fulfilling trees, so many thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. And in the palace of Radharani, all these desires trees stood in a large and splendid garden. This garden was full with pomegranate trees, kunda trees, mandara trees, mango trees, kitaki trees, malati trees, madhavi vines. Everything smelled so fragrant, and there were many bees, mad after honey, who were flying in the fragrant, cool and gentle breeze, and were making the bee sound. Bzzz. And even much more beautiful. The breeze was full with the pollen of the many thousand petal lotus flowers. Cuckoo couples were cuckooing. Cranes were their parrots. My dear devotees, there were thousands of artificial streams in the garden of Radha. And there, surrounded by many millions of glittering and expert gopi friends, whose earrings looked like the rising suns in a temple of black clouds, Srimati Radharani was wandering in the palace courtyard. The flowers knew, and everyone knew, that Radha was sad. She was longing for the Lord of her heart. So the flowers had made a carpet, and on that carpet, which was this thick, there were drops of honey. Tear drops from the malati trees. And there, the most beautiful Radharani walked slowly with her delicate lotus feet over this flower carpet. All of a sudden, something caught King Vrishabhanu's daughter's eyes. She saw in the distance a most amazing gopi entering the palace courtyard. she could see that the splendor coming from this gopi eclipsed the splendor of all the other girls, just like the splendor of the moon eclipses the light of the sun when the sun sinks down in the west. Srimati Radharani immediately understood the greatness of this unusual visitor. And she ran towards the gopi and with both of her arms embraced the disguised Krishna. When she embraced that gopi, she felt electrified. She said, "Who are you?" And she took him by the hand and led him to a throne which was her own throne. "Sit down. You look so happy, my dear friend. Accept my worship, the worship which is given to a very important person." And then Radha worshipped the visitor with agya and other objects. Happily she said, as if all her sadness was gone, "Beautiful friend, welcome. Please tell me your name. I am so very fortunate that today you have come to me. Just by seeing you, all the sadness flees my heart, just like the darkness flees the planet when the sun rises. Oh girl with the beautiful eyebrows, tell me exactly the place where you stay. I want to visit you. Please tell me why you have come. What can I do to assist you? When you first entered, I saw the splendor coming from your divine body. Are you the goddess of fortune? And your husband is Narayan? I have only one request. Come, beautiful one, come here and meet me every day. Or if not that, then please give me the address of the place where I can come and regular meet you. I must tell you, when I look at you, I think you are more dear to me than my own self. And in some inconceivable way, your beautiful form reminds me I don't know if I should say this. I can't speak about the person of whom you remind me. But know, you have captured my heart. I'm as happy as I were if I would be with him." The magically transformed Krishna had goosebumps all over his body, but he needed to hide them. So after listening very carefully to Radha's words, he responded, "Oh girl." It was much, much more beautiful, the voice. "Oh girl, whose thighs are as graceful as banana trees. Please know that I live in Gokula, just north of Nanda Maharaj's palace. My name is Gopadevata. I have heard from Lalita's mouth about the sweetness of your beauty and virtuous qualities. I came here to convince myself of your own unique qualities by seeing directly with my restless eyes who you are. I've now come to your home, O girl with lotus eyes. O my dear devotees, in this way the most intelligent Krishna, hiding his true form, met Radharani in Maharaj Brishabhanu's garden. Both of them fell totally in love with themselves. They were laughing. They were singing. They played with a toy ball made out of flowers. They glanced at each other's and felt happiness in their hearts, which is simply indescribable. And they walked, holding hands together, among the trees of that garden. Finally, the sun climbed down that invisible ladder and approached the horizon. At that time, Sri Gopadevata said, O Queen of Braj, sunset has come. The town of Nanda Maharaj is far away. I must leave you now. But at sunrise I will return to you. Of this there is no doubt. Oh, my dear devotees, you must know that Krishna, with his words, the beauty, his mind-enchanting smile, his gestures, his fragrance, and his all-conquering charm. By all these qualities, Sri Krishna makes the gopi damsels of Vrindavan go mad in ecstatic love, even if he comes in a disguised form. When Radharani heard that Krishna in the form of Gopadevata would leave her, she began to uncontrollably weep. The hairs on her body stood erect, and finally she fell down to the ground like a banyan tree struck by a powerful storm. Her worried friends immediately rushed to her help and fanned her with many fans. Finally, Gopadevata spoke to Radha. Please, beautiful queen of Vrindavan, do not have any doubt. When the sun rises, I will return. Oh, Radha, don't lament. If I don't go now, I will break my promise to milk my brother's cow. After comforting Radha with these words, Krishna, who had magically transformed into a beautiful woman, merged the gopis into an ocean of separation and went to Nanda's Gokula. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Jai Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, you must know that even a moment of separation from Krishna is experienced by the gopis like 12 years or more, or maybe like an age. And during this time, tears flow constantly from their eyes like torrents of rain. When that heavy dark night had somehow passed, Lord Krishna again magically transformed himself into Gopadevata and went to King Vrishabhanu's palace to calm Srimati Radharani. When Radha saw him coming, she got up from her bed and said, "Oh, beautiful friend, I was so very unhappy at night without you. But now, where you have returned, I'm like one who has found a great treasure. Oh, beautiful one, first you have made me happy. Then you made me sad. Now I'm very happy again." Now when Radharani spoke about her own unhappiness at being separated from Gopadevata, clever Krishna did something so amazing. Gopadevata, or should we better say Krishna as Gopadevata, began to look extremely sad and very mental and morose. Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends looked at her full of affection and said, "Oh, beautiful one, why are you so unhappy? Oh, Gopadevata, please tell me. Did your mother, brother, sister or sister-in-law speak angry words to you? Maybe you have co-wives and they did find fault with you. Or are you maybe separated from your husband? Whatever troubles your heart, just tell me. We can take care of this. I'm the king's daughter. I wish to do welfare. Whoever did something to cheat you or be bad to you, I say, cursed may this person be." In this way, Srimati Radharani expressed her unfailing friendship. My dear devotees, do you know what a true friend is? He is a true friend who does not give you up in the time of your need. He is a friend who doesn't give you up when you are in misfortune, famine, or war, or if you have a court case in the king's court. A true friend does not even give you up when you are carried on the stretcher to the cremation ground. He walks behind you. That's a friend. My dear devotee, test a friend when you are in adversity. Test a servant while he is on duty. Test a relative when you are in difficulty. And if you are married, test your wife or your husband when you are in misfortune. When Gopadevata heard these clever words of Radharani, she smiled and spoke, "Something so terrible happened to me. Can I speak about it?" "When I went this way, Nanda's son Krishna was walking on the path by the hillside, which is narrow. And when I came nearby and I draw my veil, I had some yogurt with me, which I wanted to sell. Then Krishna suddenly stopped me. He said, give me yogurt to pay your tax. Krishna carried a flute and a stick in his hand. I said, no, who gives you the right to ask tax? Then this shameless fellow grabbed me by the hand, laughed and said, now you must pay a tax to me. Then he became most aggressive, this expert taster of nectar. And when I said, I will never pay you anything. You are a rascal who is greedy after yogurt. Then imagine what he did. He took the yogurt pot and broke it. Pang! After breaking that best of pots, he drank the yogurt. And then I'm too shy to say what else he did. He grabbed some of my cloth and ran off towards Nandishwara Hill. This is because I'm so unhappy. Although he is by birth a cowherd boy, today he has become a low-class Shudra because of his unsaintly behavior. He is not a hero. He doesn't have a good character. Oh, saintly girl, today you should free yourself of all illusions about Krishna. Give up your love for this Krishna. Then Gopadevata fell silent and looked mental. Surprised to hear these harsh and hateful words, Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Brishabhanu, smiled. And she worshipped in her mind Mother Saraswati and then gave an answer. This was Radharani's answer. And when Krishna in the form of Gopadevata heard this, he couldn't believe his ears. Would you like to hear Radha's answer? Foolish friend, why do you criticize Lord Krishna? He's the original and perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead. He playfully came to this world to enjoy pastimes, and at the same time, he removes the burden of planet Earth. He has brought auspiciousness to the devotees by his appearance. To attain him, Brahma, Shiva and all the demigods performed great yogic austerities. Don't you know that the honey pollen of his lotus feet is sought by Dattatreya, Shukadev, Kapila, Asuri and Angira? And then Radharani just praises Krishna. She praises Krishna. And Krishna inside of himself smiles and smiles and smiles. And outwardly he pretends to be totally surprised. Tomorrow we will hear the praises of Radharani to Krishna. And then we hear what Lord Krishna does in response to hearing all these prayers. I can't tell you now because a mouse has stolen away this page where this comes and eaten it. So tomorrow we have to go again into the computer and get it. Just now it is not available. But one thing which Radharani says about Krishna, Krishna is glorious because his body is always covered with the dust of the cows of Vrindavan. This much is still there. The rest is with the mouse. You have to pray that we can click the mouse on the computer, the right mouse, and then the computer will give us a gift of this missing page. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Para paramahansa paravaraja kacharya ashtata satasi simad histivaingre sila abe charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai Arankoti Vaishnavinda ki jai Iskon founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Prem Sukho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki Ganga Maya Munamai ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki Harinam Sankirtan ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. No, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Let us end this wonderful day, the last day before the last day, with a feeling of gratitude. We have been together on this important journey of the Japa retreat. And now we will just end the day. I request some of you are please go early to bed if you can, because we are getting a little tired, but spiritually very much alive. Tomorrow we will have a very important morning, both the lecture and the morning session will be very important. It will be something like closing. We will have in the morning session a very beautiful Sankalpa ceremony. Then we will have the afternoon free so that you can chant or write or just sleep maybe. And then we will be meeting at 6 o'clock in the evening and celebrate our success in bringing this retreat to very nice spiritual heights. So, Hare Krishna, you have something you want to say?